Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Things Barbecue with Bella and Friends, talking about the best sauces, beers, and dishes with a spotlight on what's healthy. All Things Barbecue is brought to you by Smoke and Mason's Barbecue and Rub. Go to smokeandmasonbbq.com. Shut up and rub it on your meat. Now the host of All Things Barbecue, Bella Maria.
Hey everybody, this is Bella, and I got Sean here, who's my husband, who kind of wasn't going to be on here, but now is going to be on here, so that's why it's just me, to clarify. So, we wanted to start off with barbecues. Why we started barbecue. We created this, you know, this show because we really, really enjoy barbecuing and the lifestyle. It's great. It's fun. I can't wait to wake up in the morning with my husband and do barbecue and get everything ready. It's fun. It's a lifestyle, and it's not for everyone, but it's definitely made for us. So we really enjoy it, and I think a lot of people do enjoy barbecuing. I've seen it with, you know, the past 2 years with all of our barbecue, you know, kind of just testing out our rubs and seeing if people like them, and testing out our meats and seeing if people like them smoked, not smoked, on the Traeger, on the smoker, on the charcoal. And we really kind of had a really good idea of, you know, just putting this out here, giving people an idea of what we do and how other people do it. So we'll be having a lot of guests come on next week. We'll be having Brian, who will be from Los Gatos Meats. He's our local butcher who does all our meats and our cutting. And we'll be talking to him. But today is just going to be a tester. We're going to see how everything is working out. I want to hear from anybody who's on here. We want to see if there's any movement. We do have chat, and then when people can call in as well. So if you guys are wanting to talk, I'm launching the chat right now. So we're on live, and we're here to answer any questions about barbecue. But right now I wanted to pass it on to Sean and kind of like explain why he enjoys barbecue and why he did what he did. I know, many drunken nights.
That's pretty much how it all started.
Yeah. The reason why we're laughing is, I know like in his, before we even met, but when we were together in the beginning, we would get really drunk and do tri-tip 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know, just enjoying, I guess, getting hungry after drinking. But I guess that's kind of like how we were starting to test things out and see what we liked and what we didn't like. I don't know. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was too much fun.
Yeah, drinking till 3 o'clock in the morning and figuring out that we started wanting to barbecue. I think we finished our barbecue at about 6 a.m. and ended up going to the pool and passing out under lawn chairs.
Yeah.
But the meat was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was good. It was definitely good. So we're trying to figure out, we're just playing around with this. We're trying to see if this is going to work as far as how many people can kind of like log in. I think we had a caller. But it said one caller, but I thought it was us. So whoever it was, if you want to call us back, we know how to do it now. Sorry, whoever that one caller was. Sorry. So, okay. Question is, drinking with barbecue when you have a business, do we do that? Like, should, I know I'm like, this is just a question. Sorry, we have allergies and whatever.
Well, when we have orders, I try not to drink until after everything is said and done, because that can easily get away from you. You got to maintain your proper temperatures. You got to make sure everything is going right. You don't want to mess up people's orders. On the last home stretch, I might have a beer, might have a glass of wine. But during the day, when I have 20 tri-tips on or 20, 30 racks of ribs on, no, I don't like to drink.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I like to keep track of what's going on and what the time is. Every time, you know, you kind of start drinking, I don't know, I think you start kind of losing sight of what time is what and when we need to prepare. And it's just, I think that's something that just happens when you're just partying and hanging out and barbecuing with friends and things. And even then, because they expect you to like be like these crazy like barbecueologists, and that's our key word is barbecueologist. Sean created that word, and it's an awesome word. And so when you guys start coming in and like, you know, doing the smoke and mason, you know, thing, we're basically going to eventually call you a barbecueologist. So we're not quite sure how long it will take. We're still kind of trying to figure that out. Sure. But we have our own chapter through the Barbecue Pit Boys, and it's BBQ Cali, Smoking Cali, right? BBQ Smoking Cali. And so with that, we're going to have just a really good, fun time with everybody. But I think whenever we're like, we have people over and we start drinking or we start kind of talking, we kind of lose sight, and then Sean gets all pissed off because his tri-tip was too overcooked or things got burnt or something happens, and then he kind of like feels really bad and he gets hard on himself. But, you know.
Well, that one incident.
It was multiple.
That last incident was in the middle of a SRT4 build, and I thought I had it on one temperature, and I was obviously wrong. So that's what happened. That was operator error.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm just kind of putting on here where we're talking to people on Facebook, letting people know that we're on. But we want to like answer questions and be able to give you guys some insight on what's going on. So what makes a really good smoke? Like when we're doing, so a lot of times you can like go in and you'll say, you know, there's a white smoke, and what, I mean, why is that so important? I know that answer, but I don't think a lot of people know out there why it's so important. So why is it important for us to have a white smoke when we're doing smoking?
So you have different types of smoke. You have different types of wood that you can use with the smokers. You got blue smoke, you have clear smoke, you have white smoke, or you could have tainted smoke. Tainted smoke, you're not going to want, because that's going to in your barbecue.
Sorry.
So having good wood, having good seasoned wood is a good thing. Clear smoke, white smoke, and blue smoke are the three that you want.
So when we do when we do our videos and we do our feeds, I think Sean always like kind of says, you know, what a nice smoke, or like that's a good smoke, and that's the whole point. But when you have the clear smoke and the blue smoke and all of that, when you have a white smoke, doesn't it allow the, how does that help, you know, the meat, and like how can it really affect your meat if you have a really gray or blue smoke?
It's all on the taste. So if you have nasty wood, you don't want to use nasty wood. You want to know where your wood's. Me personally, I want to know where my wood came from. That it's not, it doesn't have infection or disease in the wood. I don't know. I'm not professional at the topic. I just know that I think there's been one or two times where I had nasty smoke and I didn't like it. And I took the meat off. The last 10 or so smokes, the wood's been really good. Having good smoke, light blue smoke, and the meat just comes out better, in my opinion.
Well, when I was reading, Sean had bought me this barbecue book and said, "This is our Bible. You read it." So I go through and I look at a couple things when I'm like stumped or I'm not really sure like what to do. And I was trying to get a better understanding of, you know, smoking. And, from what I was also reading was that when you have a white smoke, it means that it actually is like almost like a clean smoke. So it's burning at a nice temperature. It's flowing really good. And then, like he was saying, the flavor of your meat is just going to come a lot better. So the drier your wood is, the better that your meat is going to turn out. So let's say if you have wet wood and your wood is and you're turning out where you're having like a gray smoke, or, you know, it's like really dark and it's like kind of gross and you're choking on it. Well, what do you think your meat's going to turn out like? So it's kind of the same concept, and you have to make sure your wood is positioned properly, and you're constantly having to change it and put it into direction, open up your vents when you need to open up your vents, control your temperature at all given times, so whatever you're trying to cook. So when you're doing specific meats, you have specific temperatures, and you always want to make sure that smoke is nice and white. So that's kind of what, you know, that's what I've learned. That's what I've been seeing when, you know, Sean and I like were smoking. I've been noticing that because, you know, we've been working on it and we have some really nice dry wood, the smoke has been turning out really nice. And also been keeping at a consistent temperature, which is allowing the meat to actually do really well and smoke the way it should. So that's what, you know, that's kind of what I know about it, and that's what I've been learning. And, you know, there's never – you can always learn something new. There's always a new technique. There's always a new way of doing something. There's just always something new. And you got your old school ways, and you got to learn, you know, there's a couple things you're going to always take that is from, you know, an old way of smoking and barbecuing, and then you just enhance it and make it better. Technology is great, especially with the, you know, the wireless thermometers and all of that. Those are really great. What kind of thermometers do you like, babe?
Oh, you got all kinds of them out on the market now. You got the infrareds, and you got the probe, and you got a bunch of other things. I think it just really comes down to the person and what they like. Trying to get a hold of somebody right now to see if we could get him on to ask him questions. He's a competition barbecuer from out in Tennessee.
So I'm actually trying to figure out if people can hear us. So I'm assuming everybody can hear us. I am trying to figure out why our flash chat is being refused to connect. So again, this is kind of like our first time doing this. And I'm sorry. We tried to schedule our episode, and I have it scheduled at 7 p.m., and I don't know what is going on, but... Oh, here it is. Yay, we got it. Sweet, we're up and running. Okay, chat's up and running. So...
Where do people call in from?
So you guys can go to our if you're on, you can chat with us. If you want to talk to us, you should be able to see it on your screen.
Okay, so I got a person that just said yes, they can hear us, so that's a good thing.
Yay! Right on. What's up,
Fernando? How you doing out there, bud?
Hey, Fernando. How you doing? So, Fernando, you have any questions? Are you just enjoying us talk?
Let me see.
So we started. Okay, so this is how it started. Sean is amazing, amazing at barbecuing. He is like my favorite barbecuer. He's my husband, but he is still my favorite barbecuer. But he was really, really bad at barbecuing ribs. So he liked to do dry rub on the ribs, and then he overcooked them all the time. So it wasn't even like they were like sticking to the bone type thing. So I was really adamant that I really wanted a good piece of like a good rack of ribs without having to go pay for them. And so like 2 years ago, I decided that I was going to come up with something. Now, some of you guys know me, some of you guys don't, but I'm an intuitive. So for me, like I've been really like led to do this for like the past 5 years. I just wasn't sure how this was all going to play out, kept seeing things, whatever. So I'm in my pantry and I'm like, I want to make a really good tasting rub. So I started tasting all the flavors in my mouth. And I wasn't sure, like, what was happening. So I just grabbed a couple things and I started playing with them. Come to find out, I put it on the rack of ribs, put it on our little baby junior Traeger that we had since our daughter was born. I love that thing. That thing was awesome. I used it every day. So I put it on the Traeger. At the time, we were using Kinders. And so we started using Kinders, and I love like Sweet Baby Ray's, Kinders, all of that. And I put the sauce on there and all of that. And then my husband came home, Sean came home, and he was like, oh, so what are we doing for dinner? And I'm like, look what I made. I made this like this rub. What do you think? And he tried it, and he's like, what was your answer?
I said, holy shit, that's like crack.
And I laughed at him, and I was like, what? I was like, that's like crack, huh? I was like, okay, cool. That's what we're having for dinner. So waiting, we got the ribs out. I had those things sitting forever. I mean, they were on all day, just on low, just super good. So we get the ribs, and, you know, Sean, I guess, liked them. And he went to the storage area where he goes and he chills, and he was having a cigar and asked me a question about knowing what I knew and if I knew how to make it again. And I was like, yeah, I guess. Come to find out, he went and he started, I don't know, he blasted me on Facebook and said that I made some badass rub, and he called it the crack rub. And half hour later, I had like 32 orders to fill. I was like, what in the hell are you talking about? I was like, well, okay. So I had some soap making skills, and I used to make my own like containers and labels and stuff. So I had to waterproof my labels and everything. I had like, we barely had enough money to cover anything. I did whatever I could. I got all the spices that I, you know, I reduplicated it. And Yeah. And then we were selling it, and we've been selling it ever since. So, you know, we love our crack rub, and that was the sweet and jerky, and that was our original one. So, I think having a really good seasoning on your meat is really important, not just only the crack rub, but I think we don't like salt. So we tend to use different kinds of fillers. I tend to use more spices and, you know, fillers that, you know, actually complement the meat than just salt. So for us, you know, that was just our thing. That's what we wanted to do. So, I don't know. What's your take on like rubs, Mr. Quiet here?
Excuse me. The rubs that are on the market, in my opinion, are just way too damn salty. I've tried hundreds and hundreds of different rubs, and in my opinion, everything is just not about having a super salty rub. Salt can give you flavor, but I'm just not really into it. So I guess, again, to each their own. Our rub is way different in that aspect. If you have not tried ours, you need to. And if you have, then chime in and tell us what you think about it.
So if you guys are needing any advice on how to put, we want to take some questions. We want to hear from you guys because we are going to be having a professional competition barbecuer who is he's the president of the California Barbecue Association. And he was going to be on tonight, but I felt like we weren't ready yet. And I didn't want to have another person on and then we totally just, you know, blow it. So we wanted to make sure that we were running smoothly and everything was going to go well. So that's why we are, we're doing what we're doing. So it's kind of like a test run. We just want to, you know, let you guys know if you guys have any questions and any of your questions, we'll go ahead.
Well, here we go. Okay. Fernando, if you can hear us, send me private messages. Is there a reason why, can you not get on to the chat room? Also, I know we got a guest, Johnny, from, I think you're still in Mexico. What's up, Johnny? How you doing out there, brother? And I believe my dad is up on here somewhere. How you doing, Dad? Anybody that's out there that's on, are you guys having a tough time seeing where the chat room is or to where you can ask questions or even call in?
I'm going to say hello so you guys can, like, see something. So we just did an All Things Barbecue, just said hello. So whatever you guys can see, just let us know.
Because it's only showing one user in the room.
And that's
us. I don't know if you guys are having a tough time finding where to click.
It's usually down on the bottom.
Fernando, if you can hear me, you can go ahead and reply back on private message. If you cannot find it, maybe we can help direct you guys to where you need to be.
So I am, you guys should be able to go in and let's see. You should be able to go down on the bottom and do chat. It should be on the bottom. So however you're listening, you guys can be able to do that chat. So, and then we are, what were they talking about before you started going into that?
We're talking about all kinds of things.
Yeah, I was talking about
wood. Types of wood.
What kind of wood do you like on your for your smoker?
Well, that's a good question there, babe. It really depends on what you're putting on the smoker. White meats, porks, things of that nature, even fish. You're going to want to use more subtle woods like fruit. Me personally, when it comes to beef or pork, I'm a little different. I'll mix it up and use oak with maybe maple or oak with a little bit of hickory and cherry. Or I switch things up. I'm not going to give out my full secrets, but to each their own on your woods. If you only use one, you can mix them up to get different flavors, which I've been tinkering with for the last, year, and finding different remedies that I really like. Let me see my, I can only see my replies, no one else's. Fernando, I can't even see your questions though. So that's,
we can't even see you signed on.
We can't see that you're signed on. We can't see anything of that nature. So she was saying, if you're still listening, if you scroll down on that page, there's somewhere on there that says join chat or chat or something of that nature. I don't know what it looks like on your end, so I'm kind of confused with that.
Why don't you sign, because you don't signed on, why don't you go on to the web link and see it? Is he on his phone? That's also another thing. Are you on your phone, Fernando? Here. I see it. I see it now. I'm actually a bit curious about what makes the best barbecue. Is the rub or the process of the actual cooking it? And do you guys follow your own style of barbecue or culture? Like Louisiana has their own style and Texas has their own. Do you guys recreate your own? Yeah, we recreate our own. I think so.
That's a good question, Fernando.
That's awesome. Good question.
What makes the best barbecue? Well, it comes down to several things. A, what you're using to barbecue, whether you're doing charcoal, if you're doing wood, if you're doing pellet, there's several different things that you could do as far as the barbecue. Charcoal, you have direct heat or you could go indirect heat. Long cooks, long slow cooks, you could do fast cooks, steaks and stuff of that nature. That's where I want my coals to be extremely hot. So I'm going to get a quick sear on it and seal in the juices. And depending on what kind of cut you're barbecuing, filet mignons, you only want to have on for a couple minutes each side and pull that sucker off and it's ready to go. Own style barbecue, yeah. Louisiana, you got Texas, you got Tennessee. You don't really hear too much of a California style, but we're going to be bringing a California style nationwide.
We brought our own California style. We have our own techniques. We have our own way of doing things. I mean, and that's one thing that we want to do is once we kind of like perfect it, I think we do have our own style. I mean, we have such a big culture, like of a mix of so many different cultures, and we've learned so many different ways and of cooking and, I love Vietnamese food, but I'm also Sicilian. And, my husband, he's true American. And, even though, that's how he learned, that's what he's cooked.
15 minutes is not working.
Well, who is that?
That is Sharon. I don't know why she cannot get on to the link.
Okay. So for us, I personally think that it's just been a great way to for us that we've been learning and we've been taking a lot of different, Hispanic, Mexican food. We've learned to, kind of like mix things up a little bit. Like, our rubs, we have like a Cali mix, but my Cali mix, it's more like carne asada meets al pastor. That's what my carne asada tastes like. So it has a little bit of sweetness to it, like the al pastor does when you have the pineapple, but the carne asada, it's great. Hold on one second. Is that the right one? She should be able to. Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, so she needs to.
Sorry, guys. So we only have 30 minutes remaining. I'm going to, we're going to go ahead. Fernando, we're going to get back to what your question is about the what was it? What was the last part of the question I have here? So you're asking, sorry, we're trying to figure out, and we have two cell phones going on. You should kind of see what we have here. We got two laptops, two cell phones, trying to figure out, like, what is everybody on? Okay, so the process in cooking it, and do you guys follow your own startup barbecue? Or do you guys recreate your own? So, yeah, we do have several techniques that we like to do with our barbecue. Me, I'm kind of like, I kind of need to do things a little bit more fast. Just because that's just the way I am. Sean likes to smoke and let it sit and do all that stuff. Where on the other hand, I love using the Traeger. My thing is doing the Traeger. And Sean's been doing a lot of work with the smoker, but I still love incorporating the Traeger and utilizing that flavor. There is something about the Traeger that you can change the way that it gives a flavor. It creates so many different, you can create so many different things with the Traeger that I love it. It's like almost like a modern housewife who's in the backwoods, who loves to cook and, you know, now is in middle of the city. So I absolutely love, I love the Traeger. I love it. I love it. I love it. You can use it for pizzas. I smoke bread with it. I'm even bringing my own thing to it where I have a lot of Sicilian influence on the bread part. I learned from my nonna, you know, different ways of doing things. So, you know, we're kind of coming into our own. We're not really quite sure where it's going to lead us. So that was a really good answer question, Fernando. I really appreciate you getting involved and asking that question. So we're actually going to go on break. We'll be back in like about a minute or two, and you guys sit tight.
You're listening to All Things Barbecue, presented by Smoke and Mason Barbecue. Shut up and rub it on your meat. Now back to the show.
All right, so
still trying to figure out the kinks and stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah, we're gonna go into another subject.
Beer
and meat. So I came across this article.
So, you know, when you hear beer and meat, you're probably thinking about, yeah, you got some meat on the barbecue and you're drinking some beers, but that's not what we're talking about. We're actually talking about meat in your beer.
So I found this article while doing some research, and 12 beers brewed with animal meat. American fun fact of the day. That's where I got it from. And I love this quote. The only thing that can make a beer even better is the knowledge that a living creature died so I can drink it.
Yeah.
American beer drinkers. So the whole thing about this beer meat is that back in the 1600s, apparently they would take and make cock ale. So it's C-O-C-K ale, cock ale. So what do you guys think what that is? I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking cock, but I'm also, it really is a chicken. So they did this whole thing back in, they took the cock ale and boil him well. That was the directions in there. Take a cock and boil him well.
The cock ale, they actually started doing back in the
1800s. 1669.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1669. It must have been one of the other.
No, it was the 17th and 18th centuries. That's when they started gaining popularity in England. So that we went and we were reading further, And so they would incorporate a full chicken, mash it up to break all the bones, raisins, and a variety of spices. And then they would take it, let me see, offer their version of a cocktail before it was apparently. So there was never anything that was like created, you know, commercial wise. So this brewery started making it, the Wim-O-Matic Brewing Company in Connecticut. So that was the closest one that they could, that this article could find on cocktail. So we, I was actually trying to call, I called a couple different local establishments. I can't say the names of who I called, but I've called some establishments in the area. And Matt, I can say his name. And we were talking, and he found it kind of interesting, you know, that there's whale bones, and we know about bacon. And I asked him about this one that was called Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout. So what do you think when you think of Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout? What do you think, babe?
I think walnuts.
No, you can't say that. When you think of an oyster stout, you would have thought like oysters, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's not. It's bull testicles.
Well, yeah, it says Rocky Mountain Oysters. Now, if you don't know what Rocky Mountain Oysters are, those are bull nuts.
Is that what that means?
That's what that means.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you hear oysters, you're obviously going to just think of oysters.
I didn't
but
even
when you
think
have
about
that Rocky Mountain in the beginning of oysters, they're definitely talking about bull balls.
Oh, severed balls of a bull and expect us to accept it and move to the next topic. It's a testicle in a beer. So, what? So, here, have some bull nuts. With your beer.
Anyone want these nuts in your beer? Just weird.
That's all funny. And I love how the picture has like a bull testicle in the background.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't notice that. Wow. Yeah, I'd stick just with the beer. The Rocky Mountain one, I'm not too keen on.
There's
a couple
was
other ones.
Another one. The whale bone, I don't know. I kind of feel weird about the whole whale bone.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I think that's kind of very old Viking. Well, look at it. I don't even know how to say it. Brahawkis style. It's like German, right?
It's
Haval Pabar style.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce that.
I have no idea.
So, Icelandic brewery. It's an Icelandic brewery. Yeah. So, I don't know how to speak Icelandic. So, but, you know, Mr. Viking here, he should know. Okay, so the more popular ones are like bacon, brown ale. You guys know that one. That one's from Uncommon Brewers. Donut maple bacon ale, and that's the Rogue Ales, the Voodoo.
I've had that.
That's a seasonal. I talked to Matt, and Matt said that that's just a seasonal and that we can't get it. But there's Kamichi. How do you say that? Kamichi. Kamichiwa. Kamichi,
that's
Japanese.
That's Japanese. Kamichiwa, not Kamichiwa.
No, I know. I was just joking. The, is it Kamichi?
Kamichiwa.
No, not Kamichiwa. Like Kamichi, the vegetable, the pickle.
Oh, kimchi.
Kimchi, yes.
What are you talking about?
Kimchi. So they have actually a beer in this establishment that... It's a store. It's a local wine and beer store. That's all I can tell you. But they, you can ask Matt.
Yeah, because everyone knows who Matt is.
You can go to Matt. So
calling 18 different breweries asking for Matt.
It's not a brewery. It's a store that sells wine and beer. So that's one of the many in South San Jose, right? So, yeah. So he was telling me that they have the pickled veggies, cabbage and pickles and onion, and they make it into a beer. So that's another way that they do that. So that's what they have right now as a seasonal. So does anybody have questions about that? I mean, come on, guys. Seriously, beer, meat, and nobody has a freaking comment about it? Come on. Seriously? Seriously? So there was also another one, and we're going to keep this on demand. You guys can listen to this and go back on it. We're not trying to keep it too serious or anything. Obviously, you can tell that. But they also have smoked beers. Most smoked beers and Rosh beers, which are used as malted barley dried over an open flame, have a spicy and meaty taste that actually can taste more like bacon than many beers actually put bacon in their wort. So the only reason anyone really can make bacon meat beer is so that they can unveil it and say, look, this beer is bacon in it. It's funny. Anyways, there's also really oyster beer. There's an oyster. Now, this one is Dozen of Oyster Stouts. It's an oyster beer. There's Flying Dog and the Three Floyds and Harpoon are ones that have been making this. And this has been since 1929 that people have been doing this. They say that the microbreweries say that they use the oysters and their shells to make a smooth, slightly sweet stout. So what do you think? I mean, would you put an oyster beer and mix it with a barbecue meat? Like, what do you think of oyster beer would be? Because, I think it's smooth and slightly sweet. So what would you put that with? You put it with fish?
I would put that with the garbage.
But what if it really doesn't taste fishy?
No. Me personally, I wouldn't do it.
But it says smooth and slightly sweet stout.
Well, it can say.
Because you know how stouts can be bitter. Stouts are a little more bitter, and this is bringing about a sweet and smooth taste to it. You know.
Who all out there would try a oyster beer? And if you could click on the chat part.
You guys can make comments.
Click on the chat.
There's a comment box.
Make some comments.
There's a comment box.
Anything.
There's a comment box. You guys could go on here, but there should be a chat where you guys can go on.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Can you go?
I tried to go on from my phone.
I want to see what other people are seeing on their end. Maybe it's just from laptops or something that you can only go on and make comments. But I want to hear what's going on.
Well, I just got a request for our gobble gobble crack rub for somebody's turkey on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Trying to go back on.
We got two followers. Woohoo! Follow us, guys. Follow us. We want people to follow us because we're just trying to help people out. Okay, so speaking of gobble gobble, that was a good intro to what we're talking about next. We're gonna take a little break real quick, and we're gonna be talking about turkey.
Let's see if we can look.
And we'll be right back.
You're listening to All Things Barbecue, presented by Smoke and Mason Barbecue. Shut up and rub it on your meat. Now back to the show.
So I'm still trying to figure out this chat thing and see that.
Is this on Facebook? This is a Facebook comment plug.
Okay, so how come they can't comment on the Blog Talk Radio?
Are you guys actually going to Blog Talk and listening? It's a flash chat. That's like what you're supposed to do. It's a Blog Talk Radio flash chat. So we're going to talk about turkeys. I know we have a friend, Eric, who is going to be trying our gobble gobble crack rub. He said he was going to try to smoke his turkey this year. So what are people doing? I know some people don't like to change tradition. Some people like to change it up. Do you guys like to fry your turkey? Do you guys like to, you know, smoke it, barbecue it, cook it in an oven? What do you guys do? What are you guys planning on doing with your, I'm trying to figure out why we can't see it. I don't get it. So we're just trying to figure out who likes to do, and you know, we're not going to fight. Nobody's like listening. If you guys call us, we're not going to bite you. We're not going to like, we're going to be like, yay, we got a call. So it's okay to call us. It's okay. It's 914-205-5620. You guys call us. Talk to us. Tell us what you're doing for your turkey. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. 914-205-5620. So, babe, how are we going to do this turkey this year? I mean, I have my rose. I have my whole gobble, gobble, crack rub, and that's going to be badass because I've been working on it for 2 years now. But what are we going to do with it? Are we going to put it? I know Mom doesn't like to change a lot. I already got her to say I could do the ham on the Traeger, which I'm excited.
Well, a lot of people, I get mixed comments on that. I get a lot of people that say they don't like smoked turkey. I get a lot of people that, what are activated, moderated mode, what does that mean?
I don't know.
People like their traditions. I'm going to say like 90% of people go with the oven. You got a few percentile that do the deep fried. You do deep fried turkeys. I think for shits and giggles, because I know my company is giving me a turkey. So I think what I'm going to do is throw that on the smoker and see how it comes out with the gobble gobble cracker.
Yeah, but I really don't want all that. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I feel like I really want to taste that. Like I like smoking and I like certain things to be smoked, but sometimes it can be a little too pungent. Are we going to do it with like apple?
I'm going to do it with the fruit wood.
Because I don't feel like we should do it with oak. I mean, this is our normal.
Oak. Oak.
Oak.
I don't want you to do it.
No, I don't want to hickory.
I'm
going to
use
a
more subtle wood. I'm going to definitely go with I think I'm going to do a mix of apple and cherry. Maybe a little bit of pecan.
What about maple?
What?
Maple, apple, and cherry. Ooh, oh my. I don't know. I think that would taste good. That would be yummy. Yummy in my tummy. But I'm not sure. I just feel like it's too like dark on the outside. I kind of get weirded out by the whole dark thing. I like my Traeger. That's why I said, like, I like smoking it on the Traeger. You still see the rings. You still have that really great flavor. But there's not like that crazy, like charbroiled tape, like look on the top. Like, do you like that?
What?
That charbroiled, like not charbroiled, like that, just that whole taste that you have like of the wood. I don't like that a lot. It just gets too pungent for me. My taste buds can't handle all of that.
Sure, and that's a lot of
people. But I like the flavor of how we have like our sauces and our awesome sauce. And like, by the way, the awesome sauce, my husband has like fine-tuned that. It is better than Kinder's, better than anything else I've ever had. It clowns it. I am so proud of him. So yummy.
And if you don't want to buy it from us, go to Los Gatos Meats. They have our rubs and sauces.
Yeah, woohoo!
And if you're out in Monterey.
Well, Salinas.
Salinas, wherever the hell she's at. Sharon, I know
Sharon.
You're listening.
Sharon,
we love
you. We love you, Sharon.
Thanks for all that you have done, but we are also in
Supermax.
I don't want to say Food Max because she's going to beat me up, but
it's not Food Max.
Supermax.
Supermax.
And since they've been using our rub on their meat over yonder, they've been selling out like crazy. I believe they're on their second order, which I think they just ordered another 50-something pounds.
55 pounds.
So we're excited about that. And people are calling in and requesting to find when they're going to have more and stuff like that. So stay tuned. We're going to be in more stores and more places near you. We're going to stick to mom and pop shops for now, just because we don't want to get too big, too fast, too crazy.
I like staying local, and I like helping our community.
We had interest from Knob Hill and Bass Pro Shops and Walmart, but I think we're going to actually put that on pause for now. Because the rate that things are going right now is kind of crazy. Well,
you went on this tangent.
I'm going.
He's so excited.
And plus, we only have 9 minutes remaining, so.
I was talking about the flavor and how awesome sauce makes it work. You know, for me at least, I like having the awesome sauce because it counterbalances the pungent flavor of the wood. Even though it's really clean, and I know it's supposed to taste that way, sometimes it can be a little too much. But I love that the inside of the meat is really, really good. It's super moist, and it has like this really nice flavor. It's really buttery. I mean, every piece of meat that I've had is so buttery and like just good yumminess. So, I mean, I guess it's just to each his own and what they like as far as flavor. I think I would want to do like you're welcome. I think I want to try one on, I don't know. I've smoked turkey legs to test out the gobble gobble. That's how I do my testings, was I would test it out on turkey legs and see which one would work. So maybe we can, you know, since we're getting a free turkey, I guess we'll go ahead and try it out on the smoker. But I kind of feel really attached to the Traeger. I like my Traeger.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. That's what I deal with, right? That's me. I like the Traeger. Traeger's good.
I just lost my train of thought. Oh, yes. So for all that do know, as a matter of fact, tomorrow's Friday. I got a really busy weekend ahead of us. We got a catering job Saturday, got orders Sunday. But tomorrow I will be going to a friend of mine's T-shirt business and going over a couple of designs for our new Smokin' Mason barbecue shirts. I know we have got a lot of people requesting and putting in their sizes, which I thank you all for that.
Thank you so much.
But if you have not seen that, and you are on Facebook, click on our Smokin' Mason Barbecue and Rub page and scroll down until you see a post saying something about T-shirts. Go ahead and chime in. And if you're interested in what's going to be on the front and back, you can direct message either Bella or myself, and we can send that to you. Prices on the shirts are going to be what I'm getting them for, $20 a piece. Anything from 2X and up, I think, is an additional $5. But they're good quality shirts. The person that's making our shirts is one of the best around in the Bay Area.
Very.
So do that. Help support us. Get your shirts on. We're starting out with our basic shut up and rub it on your meat shirts. And I got a couple other ideas that might not be for specific people, but other specific people are the ones that requested what we're going to be coming out with. So stay tuned.
What is the specific?
What's up?
What is it?
Well, let's just say it's going to be more, I think, for the... I don't want to sound sexist, but there's going to be a couple that are going to be more geared to the male gender to wear our shirts. But if you're a down female that doesn't care and you want to wear it, then more power to you.
Stick my meat in your mouth?
Yeah.
Is that one?
It's going to be something like that.
Not like shut up and rub it on your meat, but stick my meat in your mouth because you'll like it.
Yeah, stay tuned for what they're going to
say. I'm making him blush.
You're not making me blush.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, that's maybe because I'm sick, but
whatever. You're not sick.
Anyway, 5 minutes remaining. For all that have tuned in, I want to thank you all for taking the time out and listening to us bullshit up on here. Next week, hopefully we can figure out what's going on with this chat on Blog Talk Radio and why it's not working. Or why, if anyone has tried to call in to ask questions, why that has not worked.
I saw one caller. I don't know who it was, though.
If anybody is still listening and you are willing to do a test call for us right now, could you do that?
What was that?
I was just looking to see what this is. Screen. Oh, I can screen calls. Sweet.
The number to call in is 914-205. Oh, shit, it's been there the whole time. 205-56-5620.
914-205-5620. Please call us. We want to hear it. Sharon, just say hi.
She's been asking a bunch of questions, and I'm
but
not
that's on Facebook.
Oh.
Why are you sending on Facebook?
Hey, Sharon, since you are chiming in with all this, do me a favor and call in area
please
code.
Just call. Just say hi. It's okay.
914-205-5620. You got 3 minutes, so hurry up. Get on your phone and call in. Call in.
Call in.
Slow cook in the oven and low heat. Yeah, so she's going to be one of your original cookers of the turkey in the oven, just like my grandma did it, my great grandma did it, my dad does it, and everybody else does it. Kind of confused as to why.
I think because everybody's coming through from. My phone just died. Fudge.
Yeah.
Why don't you call in?
That's what I'm doing.
Go in the other room. We're going to test this out before. We got 2 minutes. Hurry up.
Yeah. 5620.
You're going to get feedback, no?
Wow. Blog Talk.
Ah, there you are. We got a caller. Hi, caller. This is Bella. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys did some kind of like barbecue brisket and stuff like that.
We definitely do.
Now I want to ask you another question. How long you keep that damn meat on the smoker?
Well, it depends on what the meat is. If you're doing
I said a brisket.
A brisket? Probably about 10 to 12 hours. How long do you put your brisket on?
Well, it all really depends on the size of the brisket.
Love you.
So, right there now, all you Smoke the Mason barbecue fans out there, thanks for listening and chatting in. Now, I got to go. Got to get out to my smoker and put that meat on there now. Now, bye-bye.
That was awesome. That was Grandpa Mason. Grandpa Mason. So, we have lost our caller. Caller has dropped. All right, guys. Thank you so much. It was a really fun first show. I appreciate everything. I'm sure we'll get a lot of feedback. This will be on demand, so you guys can listen to this at any time. If you have any questions or have any questions for our butcher, who's going to be on, Brian from Los Gatos Meats Market, please ask us, and then we will have all those questions ready to go. We'll try to fix this and fine-tune it, but you guys enjoy your evening and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Do you have anything to say?
Shut up and rub it on your meat.
Woohoo! That's what I do. All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks for listening to All Things Barbecue with Bella and Friends. All Things Barbecue is brought to you by Smoke and Mason's Barbecue and Rub Company, found at smokeandmasonbbq.com. Join us next time for All Things Barbecue.